Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Rick Stewart, Libertarian candidate for Iowa Secretary of Agriculture. Tell me a bit about yourself and where you're from.
Well, my name is Rick Stewart. I live in Cedar Rapids, but I was born in Postville, Iowa. My dad was a vocational agriculture instructor and had a five-acre hobby farm. Gradually, he moved that up to a 20-acre farm, and then we left and went to Maquoketa, where he continued to be a voc ag instructor. And at the end of his career, he had built that up into an 80-acre farm. So just setting aside me for a minute, can you imagine a public school teacher in Iowa whose spouse didn't work buying 80 acres of Iowa farmland today? That would be very hard. But those were different days. So I grew up surrounded by FFA boys and farms and corn and beans and everything like that. But I chose to go into business as a career mostly because I started a hobby and it turned into a business with miraculous speed. That business is a $200 million business today. It has 300 employees. We sell natural food products. We sell actually herbs and spices to natural food stores all across America. And it's a co-op, so it's owned by 20,000 natural food stores, including, of course, our biggest customer is Whole Foods. I always was shooting for early retirement because I wanted to travel the world by the time I was 50. And I managed to do that by saving my money, and I got out in 1999. And since then, I have mostly been traveling, but also adventuring, I guess. I'm a volcano guide in Guatemala to support a nonprofit school and orphanage. I hike the Appalachian Trail. I ride my bike around a lot. I rode it to every one of Iowa's 99 counties 4 years ago. And I got interested in politics.
What is your platform? What are the issues or what you want to tackle if elected ag secretary?
Speak loudly to Washington against those three atrocious economic programs. And then one more item, which is, there's four big items. There's 1,000 little ones. I'm a business person. I pay attention to the big items. And the other big item in Iowa is water quality. Everybody knows we're a polluting state. We take the clean water that the Lord gives us, and then we ship out dirty water downstream. That's unacceptable. No Iowan is proud of that. No one in the world has permission to pollute their neighbor's land, their water or their air. And the only argument we really have here in Iowa is, well, who's going to pay for it? Well, okay, so let me guess here. Washington's going to pay for it. No, the only money they have is the money they took from us. So if you get your money, a little bit money back from Washington, that's not a win, that's a loss. And then I guess maybe some people think Illinois and Nebraska are going to chip in, but I'm skeptical. It's obvious that the people who are owning the land, they are the ones that are going to have to fix the problem and they're going to have to pay for it. But I want to emphasize something. It's not just the farmers that have a problem. Every town in Iowa that's polluting, putting their storm water into the rivers and the streams, they're polluting too. Everybody that owns land in Iowa is responsible for making sure that they don't pollute. So my policy on this is we need to form cooperatives for every watershed in the state. There's about 40 of them. And everybody that owns land in the watershed is a member of a cooperative, because the cooperative system works extremely well for this kind of challenge. And every member of the cooperative has one vote. And the only thing the state has to do is monitor the output, because the definition of a watershed is all the water that lands on the land goes out the same place, the mouth of the river or the stream. And we'll just put monitors up. Those are very inexpensive at the output. And we'll give the co-ops, the watershed co-op, a firm goal, which is the water coming out needs to be clean enough to drink. Just like it was 200 years ago. And we don't care how you do it, and we don't care how you finance it, but this is what you have to do. Now, what that is a co-op is democratically run, right, by its members, and they're going to have to figure out how to do that, okay? Every watershed is going to be their own co-op. We're not going to have one size fits all, but we do have one goal fits all. And watershed co-ops are absolutely the way to do this. It's always the way to manage water problems is with a watershed approach. And I have every bit of confidence that every one of those watershed co-ops will figure it out, because that's what co-ops do. And Iowans aren't, we're not polluters, okay? We're sitting around and basically we're twiddling our thumbs and we're hoping that somebody else will pick up the bill. I don't care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. I'm throwing that gauntlet down. You're waiting for somebody else to pick up the bill. I'm not waiting. I'm going to let the co-ops figure it out, because it's the landowner's responsibility, and it's not a farmer's problem. It's a landowner problem. So every landowner needs to ship out clean water from their land.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Rick Stewart, Libertarian candidate for Iowa Secretary of Agriculture. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.